Right. Now, at risk of being insulted, what do you say about this, Ion?
Well, it is a bit insulting if you really get down to it, but you do the best you can with the limited resources that you allow to be made available for yourself, don't you?
Yes. That true words there.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Ion's in the house? In the Matrix?
Dude.
Hey, greetings, Ion.
That's tricks.
Hey, tricks are good. Tricks are for kids. But what's up with Flight 317 out of Kuala Lumpur? Can you describe the world that plane's still flying in?
Oh, well, it all goes back to IBM in the great state of Texas. There's this little fella on the plane that ain't supposed to be on the plane, and it's gone. Go to South Vietnam and start digging a hole, you may find out where to go.
Yeah, there were two passports that were stolen. I read about two passengers that were supposed to be on the plane were not on the plane. At least that's what
Dude.
Was reported on. Yeah.
Dude.
Their stolen passports were on the plane, yeah.
Dude.
Right.
Can you describe the world that that plane left from? Was it this one?
This one.
Okay. Bart, did you have anything to add to that?
I was just kind of curious because I read about that earlier, too. Is there more to that than sort of a terrorist plane? Or?
Always.
There always is, okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned IBM in Texas.
Mm-hmm. An executive from IBM who lives in
Texas. We're dealing with a chip body.
Who's on the plane. Anyone supposed to be on the plane. The plane, boss, the plane. So, Fantasy Island 101.
So he would be in possession of one of those missing passports, or somebody that took the missing passports wanted to be on that plane with him.
Well, pitching or catching, we're still negotiating, aren't we?
They're making references now to the Air France flight that went from Rio.
Yeah, it happened.
Okay, yeah, and that was, there you go.
2009, we talked about that one that just altered.
Don't kill Ion. He'll have something to say about it.
Hey, Ion?
Hey.
I have a lot of curiosity about Ion.
Yeah.
I know there's jet, like, generally experience
We are all.
But had Ion before.
How are we able to answer your questions before you're trying to finish them? The same way. It already is. There is no time. So everything happens simultaneously. Your idiot Einstein came up with that one, and he wasn't even very smart. So you parse out episodes. Otherwise, Dallas would just be one big episode, wouldn't it?
Dallas, the TV show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
eat the whole elephant at once.
Hey, Sarah, you said, is it all true? What is it?
Is it all true?
Give us a working definition of true, Donna.
Right. It's my rules.
No, I mean,
of course it's all true because you didn't make up the rules. Ion didn't make up the rules. We made up the rules, and Ion is obligated to come to us. I am really stuck on the whole, like, we don't know why we came. Just accept it.
Sure you did. You wouldn't be here if you didn't know why you came, darling. You'd be out of here.
I'm talking about Ion.
We always are. We always have been. We are. And when you come back to your place of power, as God, will still be.
Okay, that helps. Thank you.
Now, let's look up true. Don't you think you're going to pull lexicographer business over on us? We are literal. Let's find out true. Draw swords.
Okay, but can we say that food
is
true?
No, not till we see truth.
Yeah, I got Merriam-Webster.
Good.
All right, the real facts about something, the things that are true, the quality or state of being true, statement or idea that is true or accepted as true. See, that's a big part.
True. So in order for it to be true, it has to be true. You got to know what true is so you can give a definition of true. Seems a bit ridiculous to us. The only way you can explain true is to say, oh, because it's true. Oh, okay. So that's what true means? Yeah. Well, that's what true means. If we say it's true, then it's true. Because that's the definition of true. It's true. Because it's true. And so we go, how profoundly ridiculous.
Okay.
So now you're subjugating your win or loss based on true, when it's very relative.
Absolutely objective. And
is there another definition for true that you'd like to try?
A judgment, a proposition.
A judgment. Ah, so now we're adjudicating. Good. Right. A proposition, is that proposition or preposition? Does it have an object? Does that help? Because now you're kind of, now is it true, is relative or limited to, however you're embracing it?
And then okay. It is still situationally dependent on all of the multiple.
Well, you're driving. You're still in charge. You're still in power. You just don't know it. We're moving heaven and earth to convince you, to remind you, to bring you back to God. But it's a white-knuckle flight for us too, honey. Don't worry.
But I get those, like, these waves of just incredible need to express my gratitude and knowledge and acceptance of all of it. But then I feel like I'm just going to fade away. It's so overwhelming.
Well, it doesn't have to be. But you're so powerful. You came forth to find out just exactly what that feels like.
Okay.
See, when you're so much God that you can be a little man and have that euphoric resistance. Do you realize what had to take place in all of the universe? What homerage actually occurred for you to separate yourself from your place of power? You had to create an entire Ark of a Covenant just to contain the residual past kinetic energy into something so that you could actually retrieve it. And then anyone who touched it was shocked to death. It was shocking. So now you're talking, you're not talking about electricity, you're not talking about power, you're talking about ohmage. You're talking about measure of resistance. That's what this is all about. It's a measure of resistance. Let's say you were taking the white stone and curing it. It would all be about the resistance of that developing or becoming, would it not?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. So what would the pH be of something that you were trying to draw to from an ohmerage cycle of, say, 90,000 ohms?
Well, it would vary. at all times and everything.
Yeah, okay, good. Wonderful. Wonderful. So that curing process doesn't require time then.
Right.
Now, wait a second now. Hold on. Stop a second. Don't be too clever by half isn't clever at all. So, Ion, what you're trying to say is that there is no timed experience for curing a white stone? Is that what you're saying? Well, there is no time. So how can there be a timed event that is in a world without time? So the stone would cure instantly? We say, sure. So then the question is that true?
Then the question should be, or where I should be coming from, is the difference between power and authority then. I really need to go back. I really need to go back on that.
We got this. So what you're trying to navigate now is the distance between the is's and the arnesses.
Maybe.
Right? Bob just wet himself. Sorry, y'all. The is's and the arnesses, he promised me.
Okay,
never
Ion, is authority aligned up with is's or is authority aligned up with arnesses?
Wait a minute. We'll send it out for your analysis, Bob. That's all I can say.
Is the state of being? R is the experience of being?
Is's and arnesses. We've done this already. We're not going to redo that. Move on. You got it. Go back. Dig it up. By the rights.
Okay.
You got it. Bible slay us if we go backwards. He wants fresh and new. Instant.
Right. Someone else's turn. Thank you.
Extemporaneous occlusion.
Occlusion.
Trina, do you have Deb there?
Yes, Bob. We're here. And Deborah's here.
We have some
Deb. Yep. Right here. They're fixing her IV, but here she is. Ion. Hello, Ion.
Hey, Deb. How's it kicking?
Oh, the kitchen is dirty.
How are you kicking? How are you kicking? You made a pun there, but you said, how are you kicking?
I'm not kicking very high.
Well, all right, here's the fun. The fun part of this is you can if you want to. It's all right. But you got to come into a little bit of a notion place. The notion place is that you came forth, and in coming forth, you chose. Now, the contrast that you're exposing yourself into right now, you can very easily overcome. No question. And you're strong enough to, because as thick as you were, you'd already be dead if you wanted to be dead. You get that, right?
I don't want to be dead.
Very good. But what you've had to go through so far, that seems more pleasurable sometimes than living lately.
Yes.
So we get that. But the whole point is that overcoming process of bringing you back. Sometimes you have to get so close into the positional transition position to release that will bring you back to say, ah, how wonderful. Yes, this is the life.
Yeah, yes. They're about ready to give me another freaking MRI, giving me contrast stuff, all this shit.
Yeah. And they can scratch it all day long, and it's gram positive, and they can give you this, and they can give you that. And your white blood cells are a little out of whack, and your red blood cells are a little bit low. And your bilirubin's a little out of whack, and. Good. And yet you're still alive. You're still visceral in your body.
Why am I doing this to myself? I mean,
why not? You're certainly getting long sought after attention, aren't you?
Oh, God. It's not worth it.
Okay, that's right. And so now you could. Congratulations. Wonderful. Now what happens is you can go, that was fun. Now let's move on. Happy is the day we overcame this. But see, overcome it. But overcoming is fun. This whole process is still worth doing. It's still worth doing.
I don't know. I've got this big tumor in my left lung. It's not very fun.
Yeah? Well, are you going to mount it on the fireplace when you get it out? Do you want it taken out, or do you want it just absorbed?
I'd assume just have it absorbed and go away.
Okay, then you can do that. That's a simple. It's a lot easier to make reparations than it is to figure it out in the first place. Do you see? So you can go through the simple process of clearing all this stuff and engage in your considering. What do you consider? What's important today? And then work on those lines. Get comfortable, get happy, get in a place.
Can you help me?
Sure, we have already, darling. You'd be gone already.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's the least we can do. No, really. Because, see, we already love you. We love you more than what love is. Because love is a force field, which includes you. See, even when you don't want to include you, we still include you. Because that's how we roll.
All right.
It's fun. You can have all it. This is yours to forfeit if you want. You can stay with it if you want.
Help me get out of this.
Stay.
Get out of this.
Then, out is the limit. And see, out limits your ability to come back. Out of this is, your words are very precise. So you want to get out of this pain.
Yes. Well. And be well.
Oh, and thrive. Good.
And thrive.
Okay. Good. Now, you can do whatever they say. It really doesn't have anything to do with it. We got this. And as long as you want to stay, you can stay. No question. Done. There's nothing more to do. But you can also then do whatever else. If it's from a pain position, if a sip of water makes you feel better, have it, whatever that is, enjoy it. Put it in your mouth.
Now they're saying I also have pancreatitis.
Nice. That's great.
That's great.
Little relight will fix that right up, though, honey. And also you're going to find that your sugars are spiking. They'll spike really when they shouldn't be spiking. That's just where your body's shifting and changing.
This is Trina. Yeah. I'm going to talk for Deborah now. If she takes this hemp oil, will that help her?
It couldn't hurt. It's nothing other than a simple hallucinogenic to solve you. It restores
you. Yeah, she's not liking that at all. She's not liking
that. Well, then don't do it. Then don't. Put it in your mouth. Okay. Yeah, same thing with morphine sulfate. But you'll go to sleep. Oh. It doesn't taste very good.
So she can go to sleep a little bit while she's going to come out of this.
If she wants to.
All right.
Hey, Trina, is she taking Relux?
Really nothing. That's why I brought her in the hospital tonight.
No. Get her out of the hospital. Back home and do the Relight. Come on. You guys aren't doing this.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Have you got other family members there demanding her to be in the hospital?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too much, really. Just seemed necessary. So she can't eat or drink or anything, just to get her hydrated so she can fight and be stronger.
Yeah, but she doesn't need that food. She just needs the Relight and the drops, however they're administered.
Okay.
Oh, this will be fun. Let's get her on a 5% lactated ringers. 5% sodium chloride lactated ringers. Pump a little of that in there. That'll be fun.
Okay.
You're a few bags of that. Pretty fast. Bowl it out.
Yeah, ask for that.
Okay.
I mean, if you got to be there and be all uncomfortable and all icky and have a yucky TV that nothing really good is on, you might as well get some relief.
Yes.
Right. But just remember, guys, you're so powerful. You got yourself to this position. You did this. Because if you didn't do this, then guess what? You may not get out of it. But if you're so powerful, you got yourself into this, then you can get yourself out. We'll help. It's no problem. There is no problem. There's nothing, anything significant going on here. You just got to come into your place now for one time, finally. You get to come into your place of power. And you set the stakes so high that you have no choice but to engage in the visceral parts of your body that function, to bring you back into your place where you allow that power to flow through your body. The very idea how exhilarating this is. We are very pleased.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Wonderful. Wow.
Get right. And we say, so, get happy or get out.
Outstanding. Trina,
do you have Relight there?
No, I don't hear.
Well, go home, get it, and go back and give it to her.
Okay.
Just a teaspoon. You don't have to be crazy with it.
All right. You know, the drops, the RNA drops seem so powerful for her.
Yeah, good.
You know, I dilute one drop or just give her a couple drops?
Give a spoonful. 60.
Okay.
We'll do it.
All right.
It's all fine. What do you think? Hey, we're peaching. Get with it. It's all right.
All right.
You're in charge, Trina. You're the doctor.
Excellent.
You start administering stuff and get the lactate ringers if you can. I don't know how the hospital has it. Do you know anything about that, Carol?
They probably already have her on it.
But if you mix that with the RNA drops and the Relight.
No. Just take that IV and then put the other in your mouth and you'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. You mix the two.
I can do that. Yeah. Perfect. We'll do that then.
Rest a little, and then when you feel like getting up, get up. Do not lay in that bed 1 second longer than you feel compelled. Get out of that bed. Okay?
Okay.
Allow your body to move. Get up. Go take a walk. They say you can't get up. They say I'm going home. Get up. As soon as you're able, get up. And it's not going to be very comfortable, and get up. Sit down if you have to, then get up. Move. Get up.
Okay. Perfect.
And you just step in time. And a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Perfect.
So, Trina, have you ever had a session with Ion?
No, I have not. This well, is my, my first talking live with Ion. Yeah, Ion, I was just, you know, Deborah's thing seems so much bigger than my questions, but, you know, I'm curious on how I'm doing with my ascension process and how, you know,
well, actually,
no more
you're
time.
In a descension. You're in a descension process. See, you were already ascended. Yeah, you were already ascended. You're wailing your way back. You're winging your way back home.
All right. I feel great. I feel like I'm on a fast track.
Yeah, it's great. The fastest path to your joy will drive that. So you're fine.
Wonderful. That's what I'm living.
Okay, good. Now, this becomes a standard now because now we can do this a lot of different ways. If you want to extend the Lazarus Project, she can go ahead and die and come back too. That's okay too with us. We don't mind. Doesn't bother us.
Yeah, Trina.
You just want
to. I'd like her just to stay and ascend with me. You know, you know.
No, Trina. You're going to make sure she doesn't die. If she dies, you're going to bring her back. That's taking your power.
Is that what he's saying? Okay.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, Lazarus.
But you don't have to. You don't have to, but you certainly may.
No okay. Problem. I can bring her back in.
If you want to.
I can bring her back in her body here now, you mean?
Hell yeah.
Did you want to say something else to Ion, Deborah? She wants some relief for her husband also because he's beside himself, watching him go down the tube.
Okay, so here's what you do. You take and place in his hand, put her index finger, the tip of her right index finger in his hand, and he'll have instant relief. It's a connection. He'll already know that because that's a thing they used to do.
Okay.
Tip in the middle of the hand. Nothing else, just the tip of the index finger in the middle of his hand.
The tip of your index finger, you need to put it in the middle of Terry's hand. Okay,
yeah.
Deborah? Either hand or the right hand?
Yeah. Her right hand, but either one of his hands. It doesn't matter.
Your right hand, but either one of his hands. Okay. Wonderful.
And see, but that's a connection they already know. That's why we chose it.
Perfect.
We have a little bit of things to do. So hang on. Y'all don't make this all dramatic because you certainly may. Calm it down, soothe it down because there's nothing significant is going on here. Don't make it a to-do. And then you'll find the road to Wellville. It's just in sight.
Wonderful. And I think we've been real calm and so we'll continue doing that and get through it.
Double.
Ask another question. Ask another question, Trina. Not about your ascension or about your size of your tit or whatever. Ask a fucking question.
That's Iris Brooks. You can always count on
Iris Brooks.
Okay. How about when I was on that cruise ship? What was happening with the things that I wasn't aware of? Like the portaling of people coming from other worlds.
Okay, hold on. Here's what happens. When you get on the water, that much hydrogen, sometimes you are freed. Like, you'll get used to the flow. And then what happens is the connection, there's not a grounding. There's no way to ground on that much hydrogen. So you always have a higher ethered position in that much water, especially that much salty water. Makes it even easier. Then what happens is you finally have an easier flux because you're already sensitive to it anyway. It just opened it wide open. They're always there like that, always. You just got easy with it. You quit pushing against.
Okay. So did I meet other world travelers that came on the boat that I wasn't aware of? Yeah.
June, Barbara.
I wanted to be aware of it.
Yeah, you were.
All of them.
You ate with them. You ate with them a lot of nights.
Do you remember someone named Barbara?
Well, I'll have to kind of go back through my thinking on that. I did meet a lot of people.
Tom's wife.
Okay.
What about that person? The person that you...
How about my friend Lori? How's that going on? I pulled 3 cards saying that you weren't having it, with her. And I wonder now.
We're not having it.
Still not having it. Because she doesn't know she's a god?
Well, if we put it in a position to prove to her she was, she wouldn't have that either.
I know that.
We're not having it.
Ah, still not having it, even though I'm in integrity now. Okay, I just wanted to dabble for a while.
That's fine. You hold her, darling, and we'll dick her.
Oh, you're not having
you
it.
You hold her,
that's
and
good.
We'll dick her.
Oh, now you have to share, but okay. I'm already sharing.
Okay. It can change, but not today.
Okay, well, even if it changes, it sounds like you're not having it.
Well, no. Things change, yes, always. Anything that brings you back in your place of power, we're on that like a bad habit. Yeah, but not today. We will not change our words because we already know how this plays.
Okay, I'm listening.
But still, as well, just encourage. You'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Marvelous. You have much to do.
I do have much to do. Life is good. You know, I'm excited about these potentials that you've taught us about on what we can really do with ourselves. You know, this gravity, getting our mind out of the way to be able to defy gravity.
You don't defy it. You have created it. Defying gravity is having to live under it. There is no gravity.
Okay, there is no gravity. So as soon as I can get my mind out of the way of gravity, really the gravity thing and knowing that I have the money in the bank already without having to work for it is what I'm working on.
And do not make it be about the money, because if you make it be about the money, it may not be enough. You don't want money if you have it. Right?
Yep, right. I hear you there.
You don't want bread if you have bread. Sometimes it turns into an abundance when you have so much and you're like, hey, if you don't get rid of this goddamn money, it's just making me crazy. It's falling out the windows. Every time I open the door, the neighbors are complaining. People are picking up trash bags full of money. The banks won't take anymore. They're all full. There's nothing else I can do. You burn barrels of it every single day just trying to get rid of this pestilence called money. And we tell you that that simple feeling place about it that way will overrun you with cashy money. The only limitation is you. You've been the only problem all along anyway.
I totally get that, Ion. I've listened to so much that I know.
And that's okay, and we're with you.
And I wanted to ask you about my daughter's having type 1 diabetes and her pancreas, and about her knowing that she can be whole with that, not have diabetes anymore. What can I do?
Okay. Well,
I mean, she is being raised under the Ion teachings, you know.
Good. Well, then what happens is you make sure if you'll watch her, get a good glucometer, and she should check very regularly and get on the regimen balancing the Remag and the Relight with the RNA drops. Then guess what? You're going to find blood sugars very quickly start balancing to manage. All of a sudden, with the long-term, the Lantus, and some of the humulins, it's always going to be too much. Well, if you're no longer taking insulin, you no longer have type 1 diabetes, do you?
No. So right now we're just not being quite probably consistent enough with our RNA drops on the Reline.
Are you consistently taking insulin?
Yes, she is. And so,
you consistently take the drops. Are you consistently running high, low?
She's consistently running high because she didn't check her blood sugar often enough. But we have been on the drops and all the formula.
Taking the sugar doesn't make it high. Checking sugar just lets you know it's high. An AC1, the latest AC1 was?
A 10.5, the highest we've ever been.
Yeah, that's high.
But that's just a lack of not cutting carbs and taking her insulin properly.
You feel better a little sweet. You know that. The world you're going to is going to be a little sweeter, so your gauge will be different. But you do feel better a little sweet rather than lean with power. power in your blood. Okay?
Okay.
But you got to change this to a super sugar. So you have to be very precise in gauging it just for a bit. And then once it comes in, then you're going to see a huge shift in weight. And those things kind of bounce real quick.
Okay. So just keep doing what we're doing and she should adjust herself.
Hell no. What you're doing is not right. Get the drops as regular as you're getting your insulin.
Okay, we're missing some days there. She goes to her dad's house. They don't take them. Okay.
A needle pulling thread, then what happens is it comes into a mouth, because what's going to happen is once you keep running that sweep that long, your body will tell on you. This is a management issue. It's not a health issue.
Okay. And my next question is, I keep portaling to see Bob and Carolyn. What's that about?
Well, they're fine.
That's what I thought.
You're a party girl, Trina. You're basically a party girl. You want a party.
I kind of am. I like people and love to have a good time. I got my serious side.
We're sorry.
Boring. Well, every time I think of asking a question, I know it just comes right down to what is the fastest path to my joy. And
so very wonderful. That would be very marvelous. Enjoy.
I
go to work.
It, Trina?
Get good done.
Very good.
Ion drop off?
Let me see. Yes, Ion's dropped off, but we just wait around. He'll be back.
If he really fully embraces and lives in no time, then you're kind of off on your own. The people that you interact with have been interacting on a day-to-day basis in this time-space continuum that we are calling our now, or, you know.
Hey, Ion's here. Fuck you, Suzette. Ion's here. That fucker's back. Okay, I will hook everybody.
You are
back, Ion. Clear up this fucking bar we got ourselves into.
You are in the timeless, whether you like it or not or want it or not. You are in the timeless. You're trying to apply in this continuum time, but you are already in a non-timed event.
So we're there, but we're not seeing it in that way.
So apparently then the eyes have it.
What's that mean? What's it mean the eyes have it?
I interpret that as meaning that we're not seeing what's not there.
Every limitation you put on yourself is based on your own damn visual bias.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Susanna, the ayes have it, A-Y-E-S. That's in Parliament. They vote at social tribal communication. That's mortar.
Oh,
that's bullshit. You're caring what other people say. You're voting what they say. That's when you're not seeing non-time. You're in the world of ayes and noes and yay and nays.
What's incredible about that, the only way you can judge your time to then is from your past. Because what's the right here and now, you can't judge because you're right here right now. Oh, there it is again. Oh, wait. It's gone again. So now the only way you can gauge whether it was good or not was what the past, what the rearview mirror said. Ask Dobby what that feels like.
Dobby, all the way in from Harry Potter number 8. I think that was the movie number 8. Hey, Ion, do you have any advice for Kigye? He's claiming I'm gangbanging his girlfriend.
Yes, Bob. You're a lover. You're not a fighter. All they have to be is still.
That's right. I'll fuck anything that's still. I'm going to update my statement. Now, Susanna, what was that complex question we were going to get you to ask? About the
we were going to get you in the past tense. We were going to engage from your future, from now.
Yeah,
that you didn't
your
have
fucking
then, because you can't get it now. And now that you're in the right timeless now, you don't have a clue what the fucking question was. Delightful. Wow, we should engage this time thing. This is really working great. This is good.
Come on, Susanna, look at your notes.
Here was my question I was posing earlier. Ion, you were talking about Exodus 40, describing the fall of man and the relinquishing of our power and putting it into the ark, in essence saying reversing the process is how we get back into our power. We're also talking about the lampstands. the lampstands being the double helix DNA strands, and with the amino acids, apparently 7 of them, that are the activators to make the candle stands light and activate, and the branches coming out with the flower, the blossom, the stamen being chromosome 14, and that would then pollinate the rest of the cells and activate the 144,000 double helix strands in each cell. To me, it seems like those are two different processes. Are they two different paths to the same thing?
No, but the rings and chromosome 14 are where all your leukemias stem from.
Why do you bring that up?
Yeah, why? What's that got to do with it?
Translocation.
Translocation?
Yeah, you're talking about shifting you back to you. You're getting you back, and now you're figuring out how to get you back. Well, you're not figuring out anything. We've damn told you, so it's not really hard to figure it out when we told you. But you still got to wrap this stuff around it.
That's what I told Sarah half an hour ago. I mean, Susanna. The chromosome 14, you're citing the leukemias that come out of it, because it goes both ways.
So do you, Bob.
Yes, I go both ways. Catching and hitting, whatever the fucking thing is.
Pitching and catching.
No. So, Ion, are you pointing out that the leukemia's coming from chromosome 14 to show that both come,
sure,
both paths, he's talking both come from the same place?
No. The blood issues are what they're calling type of leukemias and leukodemias. They are only from chromosome 14. So the blood on the altar of the lamb's bread of life is the essence of this new cellular strata, these cells that they can't kill, that won't go away, that you could live with but apparently don't care to. So, Ion, are you saying that cancer is a perfect cell? Well, you haven't killed one yet.
Well, you're saying that we can't kill it, but as far as cancer and a perfect cell, does that mean a cancer cell has 144,000 double helix strands activated in that cell?
We didn't say.
Okay, you didn't say, but a lot of times it seems like you're trying to imply that, even though you don't say it. I mean, I don't agree with that. I say that a cancer cell is different from a perfected cell, meaning a cell with 144,000 active double helix strands.
Okay, just for the note, we're glad you're finally back to sleep so you can engage a little bit here. But how do you inherit a translocated DNA? If what
inherit.
Yeah. They can tell your children are yours because the DNA came from you.
Right. They use the DNA markers to tell if you're the daddy of the child. You're using some type of template plate for markers.
The DNA is formed from the mother and the father, combination of the two.
Yes. So with what Brian is saying, you can inherit it.
So we inherit the DNA, and based on what the mother and the father have, our chances of inheriting certain characteristics or diseases are based on the genes that the parents have and which ones are passed on.
No, not at all. Disease has to do with your lack of ease, your goo, or let's just call it goo so we can keep up with everybody else, your goo. It's almost like a rearrangement, okay? The molecular signatures, they twist. Lymphomas, leukemias, all these translocations, you don't have a clue what you're speaking about. You just call it thing and go with it. But translocation is what you can bring your perfect leukemia-laced cell. And you notice we're talking about from the blood, not necessarily from the body. You can then spin it out and find the markers, as Brian was talking about, that were affected. And the reason those markers are there is because you came back from your place as God. And so this humble, ridiculous, stupid way you all gauge to count it is another pictorial of how you get back to God.
The question or the topic or the meme was a cancer cell versus a perfect cell. But what I hear you saying is within that cancer cell, there are markers or clues, those markers being clues that are trying to tell you how to get back to the perfected cell. Is that what you're saying?
The space between the fourth and the fifth ring. Now that you finally eased off the lampstand motif.
Yeah, that's the angel diagram, Brian.
I know it's the angel diagram, and we talked about, you know, the guy was talking about astral projection and the astral plane or the...
Blah, 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 blah. What you're trying to say is, hey, Ion, what the fuck's going on with these cancer cells, and what's the difference between a good cancer cell and a bad, ascended, perfect cell? And we say, well, there's not much difference in the two.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, first of all, now you changed it. I said a perfect. Now you're saying a bad perfect cell. Now that seems like an oxymoron to me. A bad.
How very clever of you!
So a cancer cell, is that a representation of a bad perfect cell? I mean, I don't even get this bad perfect cell.
We say no. Well, we don't. We were being cheeky on purpose to get you into the modality of figuring this out. There's not much difference between a cancer cell, okay? Cancer will devour a little man. Cancer will not devour an ascended God. Do gods have cancer cells?
A fully ascended God? I would say no, because a fully ascended God would have nothing but perfected cells.
Can't you have a perfect cancer cell? See, you're laying cancer as something bad, and we're saying there's nothing bad with cancer. It's just what you call
it. Well, I'm not saying that cancer's bad either. I'm just trying to get at a difference between a cancer cell and a perfected cell. Okay, so how many double helix strands are activated in a cancer cell?
Depends on the ring and the arm that it starts from and the type of cancer it spleens to. We said it right, Karen, spleens to. You're doing good. You're getting more information than anybody else. You don't even have a clue what you're doing, so go.
Right. Okay. Yeah, but the point is because the chromosome 14 is activated, which causes the cancer cell, it's trying to perfect it.
It is. Hold on.
That's where I get thrown off the wagon that it is, because either it is or it isn't.
What if it were reciprocal? Let's have the conversation this way. The better conversation would be, hey, Ion, when I was a god, what did my cells look like? So is that? Well, we'd say you had 144,000 double helix, blah, 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 blah. And we could have finished up and said that you were just a running non-lymphoma Hodgkin's sewer pit. Okay? But as a god, he wouldn't care, wouldn't matter, wouldn't notice. The better question then would be, what was it before I fell? Okay. Now, I know what it is now, and if I get cancer, it can take me out because it's such a strong cell. The better way to look at it is like, okay, it proves that you came from an ascended being, because it would have to be an ascended being that could create a cell in your body and allow it to thrive that you can't kill. Pretty powerful. So only in a lesser than state would it even have this conversation. So the more intriguing conversation would be, hey, everybody's fighting everything. They're fighting war and poverty and pestilence and cancer and this and that and that. Don't fight cancer. Find out how it is to make cancer better. You can only get remissed from cancer. You own the best you get is remission. Well, they can cut things off of you, but it seems to squirt out somewhere else more times than not. So we'd make it be about our business to find out exactly how it is that you could have a thriving cancer cell that doesn't take you out of your body. We say they don't like to do full body scans because they find cancer in everybody. Oh, Lord, no. Oh, we'd hope for so much more. Not cancer in everybody. Oh, please. Spare us from the cancer. No, embrace the cancer. Take a dead guy. It's riddled with cancer. They opened him up. They did exploratory surgery. They loved doing that. They took a double barrel butcher knife and cut him from stem to stern to find out what it was. Looked at it and said, nope, it's gone. They stitched him back up and started digging the hole to put him into. Go dig one up out of the hole, riddled with this cancer, and see that those cancer cells are still thriving.
Well, the ones that know, they don't talk about that. They said, oh, that'll fuck the little ones up.
Yeah, now we're back to negotiating again, though, aren't we?
So, Ian, what you're saying is cancer cells are more evolved cells than what the little man has.
Oh, sure. It's like DNA. You're still using it to put people in jail to find out who the baby daddy is. You and Mari Povich. You're using DNA just trying to pin the tail on the donkey when you've lost the whole reality of what the RNA does and how it applies. But chalk it up to the Gipper.
British Columbia, you have a question?
Is that me?
Yes, is that John?
Yeah.
You were to have a session with Ion on 2011, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
I'm still waiting, Ion.
So now you can have an opportunity to develop it, right?
Well, I'm just carrying on about the cancer thing. The only thing I can tell about cancer cells, the only problem with them is they're not coordinating with the body.
That's right, because you have a little man body. You're right. That's exactly the problem.
I'm thinking the cancer cells are eternal, but they're not coordinating with the body.
They are. Take lymphoma. Just work with lymphoma, okay? The dereliction of mutations, they lead to a bigger and bigger and bigger cancer. Okay, the translocation, like on CML or ADL, or the gene present at chromosome 9 by the BCR gene promoter is chromosome 22. But it jumps, and then that translation turns into chromosomal translation. Now they have all different kinds of lymphomas, and it basically changes the mantle of a cell. Lymphoma makes it systemic. Once it becomes systemic, the cancer's feeding the cancer, and the human body, it's out of the fight. The cancer takes care of itself. Then what happens, you take and study this all the way out to the T cells and the T cell leukemia parts or other layers, like an inhibited protease base. Then what happens is it becomes a fight to the death within the blood, not in the body, in the blood. So the cancer is doing its thing. The little man body is saying, oh, woe is me. Now, in an ascended state, then you have people who overcome. They fought cancer and won, or whatever all that gobbledygook means. But if the cells are responding punished, you are the problem. In a little man, every time a cancer cell will be stronger than your cellular strata.
So, John, if the body's not out of sync, you're out of sync with the cancer cells.
You should be in the shower. Not out of sync.
Well, Ion, what you're saying is the ascended state is the cancer state, and so that's the state we should be aspiring to or coordinating to?
We're opening cancer centers all across the United States so people can go there and achieve cancer. They're being built right now. We aren't kidding.
Well, the reason I called was the difference between you and you.
Distance, yes.
Ion, what I'm hearing that you described is two perfected yous. One you is so free that they decide to give up their power and descend.
That's three. Okay. At two. Now, Hindades is one by means of two, so that puts us up to three. You're looking for the fourth one. Go ahead.
One of the twos does not have a soul.
Everybody's got a soul. All it is a stenographer. If you don't have a stenographer recording it, it isn't taking place. There are those running around without a soul and they don't have any marks.
Well, also I'm thinking one of the two between the distance between you and you.
Then what you gonna do with all the JWs running around? There's JWs all over the place. They each one have recorders. the market. They have to, because he's all over the place, all over the place. And so when that's the case, you'd have to keep track of them, and there's no way to merge them. And you'd think, okay, let's put them all back together, just squish them back into one of the molds. Okay, you can do that, but what a mess.
So each and everyone has a soul, is that what you're saying?
Yep. Let's stay in the same stenographer so you don't get crypt up on the crazy words. We're just softening it and trying to explain it so you can wrap yourself around it.
Ion, is there any other definition that you would use for soul other than a stenographer? Is there any other aspect to a soul besides
a place marker?
A place marker for what?
A line judge.
A line judge?
Uh-huh.
What would a line judge reference?
One toe over the line.
Whether the ball went out or in. Whether you fucking manifest it or not is what it decides.
Or maybe it would be back to the actual distance between you and you. If you're going to play the Jonathan Diadent game, and that's a good game, that's a fun game, he's on to it. He's had time to develop his little position. So good for him.
And Diadent, John, you know what that means?
One by
means of two.
You got three, now you're looking for the fourth one.
For
you started out, you were actually doing perfect.
You're out of shape. Yeah. You should have been here every day the last fucking 2 years. You've been tuned. Yeah.
No, Bob, I've been listening. I'm not.
That's not good enough. It's not. Listening is passive. You must be in here ready to speak.
Bob requires a participation sport.
Okay. What I can say about that is if someone is silent or chooses to be silent, I think respect ought to be made for that, and I have been silent, and Bob, you've called me out on the air. You didn't really think too highly of silence.
I'm on there 4 fucking in the morning, my time, nobody's talking, and you're being silent and won't even give me a hand. Just make up something. See, that's what's silly.
You
nothing to say.
You know what? Maybe I didn't have it, but it also sounds like violins to me about
nothing wrong with violins. It's tough at 5 in the morning, and nobody has anything to say, and I've got to fucking set another record.
I'm sleeping at that hour.
Now, you command respect, okay? Are you very familiar with the term noblesse oblige? So, commands in a world with noblesse oblige, to whom much is given, much is required. So, silence is not appropriate in a noblesse oblige capitulated compendium, is it? You want to drive? You got to drive. You got to tell it where to go. You can't lay up in silence and say, I want it all, and you will give me respect. Oh, you'll get respect, all right. No problem.
I only got another question about the perfected cell.
Well, you just jump right on it. Biggins?
The gig has been, we're taking our little cells to perfected cells.
You're allowing your descended cells to return back to your place as God.
And this process, it's all been about activating the 144,000 double chance.
No, it's about activating chromosome 14. The 144,000 double helix strands, they'll do it themselves. You don't have to encourage them.
What else in the cell is being changed or altered?
The rings and the arms, they're extending to allow the formation of the 144,000. Carolyn can go for days talking about the meiosis and the myoclopidipridopridipridamberdine and nibberdibberdobbers and lobadobs and nibnibs and lobadibbers. So what happens is it cuts and reproduces itself and cuts off and makes a new cell. Well, some little funny thing happens on the way to the forum, and the arms extend and they don't cut off. They keep making the replicated double helix strand on the arms and the rings of chromosome 14. So much so that that dibberdibberdibberdab doesn't cut off until 144,000 double helix strands, one by means of two, are complete.
Now, this dibber, glabber, is that the mitochondria that's clipping that?
Yeah, you just have to ask her. She's way smarter than all you all.
But my question is, what else besides the DNA?
RNA. The messenger. The RNA, the new information that's going to the cells and say this is okay. This is what the essence of shoe bread and the bread of life was all about. It was so you would have a repass. You know what a pass is? An ass pass? You know what an ass pass is, don't you?
What's the word?
An ass pass.
No.
Ass pass. If you have a relationship with somebody and you have an ass pass, that means you can have some ass. That's an ass pass. Well, you want to get an ass pass for your sale so that you freely can enjoy some ass. All right? And then when that's the case, then what happens is your sales go, oh, well, that's very nice. Let's try that. And boom, 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 boom. And the next thing you know, you're off to the races.
Okay. Let me get at my question again. Like in the
We've already answered it twice. Go ahead. What's the question?
In the fifth and sixth ring, you got all the protons in the fifth and sixth ring.
Yes.
If the cell is not perfected, are the protons there, or are the protons added as the cell is perfected?
Lysine.
The amino acid lysine. So does that bring in more protons into the cell as it's perfected?
Yes. Dun, dun, dun. That damn Brian, he beats himself into some of the best stuff, doesn't he, y'all? So,
therefore, it's also changing. Because, see, I'm getting at this when you had this isotope recording that Bob played.
Yes.
Last week, so it's changing the neutrons too, even though science can't see it, but that's also being changed.
We're very cross with him. He wasn't supposed to have left that out, but he did anyway, so y'all get the goody of it, but get right.
You weren't supposed to, you stopped thinking about it, Brian. You weren't supposed to hear it.
Well, fuck, Bob, you played it. What do you want me to do?
Oh, just to fuck you up so that I can tell you. Yeah. Stop thinking. Stop it. That's what the thing about that.
Lord, there's our Miss Brooks again. Yeah. Okay, so you got an isotopal question, Brian.
No, that was my question because, you know, we're all about the chromosome, the DNA. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking, okay, so a big factor is this isotope business and it changing the environment and the atmosphere is changing. So therefore the protons and the neutrons within the cell are going to shift and change dramatically. And that was just my questioning.
Have you noticed the shift and change in, say, your pecs?
Oh yeah. I noticed the change in my body all over the place. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, it is. But specifically the underside where it would never get just exactly right. Is now getting pretty close to right, isn't it?
All of it. I mean, it's not just my pecs. It's my whole body.
Well, that's just what we're pointing on because that's where you were given greater attention before. You're asking a specific question about how the protons affect the meat sack from an amino acid base that affect the chromosomal balance or imbalance within your meat sack body. And now all of a sudden, you accept and note that your body's doing what it's supposed to do, okay? And blah, 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 blah. You're kind of hanging in there best you can. Nothing's falling off of you lately, and everything's sort of home where it's supposed to. Things seem to be working appropriately. So you note that in your body, but you don't have any regard of the process, the proton enhancement that caused these ramifications to be your plight. And there's not a lot you're having to do to achieve this Adonis shape, is there?
Well, I'm not doing nothing. See, that's what's amazing. I mean, I do absolutely do nothing. Yeah.
That is amazing. We understand. You sit on your fat ass driving a truck and you're still
That's right. That's, now, listen, now that's a fucking profound statement because that's exactly what happens. The most fucking exercise I get is walking from my truck to the fucking truck stop.
The restaurant. Crazy thing you want.
Oh, I fucking tear that shit up.
Also, maybe a little arm action when you whack yourself off when you masturbate. Maybe a little exercise there, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Rub one out for the giver. That's good for you.
Yeah.
Just be careful. You'll become autosexual, so you want to engage with other humans, man, and it won't hurt.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. Don't get carried away with this autosexuality, Brian. We're warning you, Brian.
Yeah. Okay. So, what would be the benefit of engaging?
And they can
bring you much joy. Now, there's a little contrast when you're coming together, but it can erupt into platitudes of overwhelming joy if you do it right.
Ion, you're going to hold her and I'll dick her? Is that how that goes? You hold her and I'll dick her? So I want to talk about this physical meat sack body. I want to talk about height. Obviously, there's no limit. So when I talk about getting taller, I'm not talking about a couple fucking inches. We're talking a couple feet or more. As I go through my ascension and my body changes and shifts, anything's possible. But if I wanted to be 7 foot tall, no problem, yeah. Right?
No problem. And you can keep your same body mass index. As a matter of fact, you want to have some fun, go have them do a blood draw out of your belly button, and you would have the DNA that would preclude you to already be that tall. Your scratch and sniff test would say you already are.
Would say that I'm already... 7 foot, 7, 8 feet.
Are you sure you want to?
Am I sure I want to be 7 foot tall?
Yes.
For right now, that'd be no problem. Because, see, now here's what I've been thinking, Ion. I'm thinking that...
You're going to beat all the hair off your head off the headboard at 7 feet tall, but just saying.
No. You can make bigger beds, bigger houses. You know, that's not a problem.
California, okay.
Now, there's no time, but look, we're talking many, 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 many moons from now. I mean, it could be 14 feet tall, 20 feet tall. But let's say just for now, because if you jump to like 8 or 9, then the way society is now, you're going to expose yourself in a way that you don't want to be exposed.
From a little man standpoint, you already are. That's already been occurring. You're already giant. I mean, Bob and Carolyn are still the world's tallest midget now. If you look back in history, people used to be short. Antique furniture is way little compared to now. You're already doing that very thing, but it's on the slow, graded process, Brian. Now you put
DNA.
A cap on it at 7 feet.
No, I'm not putting a cap on it.
Ion, someone has a question. You say we're giants. Is that due to dormant DNA?
We don't like the word dormant. We like transitional, but we don't like dormant.
We have transitional DNA?
You do.
What's the factor that makes it manifest faster or less?
SCL and SIL genes and chromosome 1.
You said SLI? Slink?
SCL and SIL of chromosome 1.
I'll tell you where this question has come from. You know, Ion, how you talk about we're always placing things from our future into our past for clues, right? You know, you see all of these pictures and videos of these archaeologists uncovering these skeletal remains of giants that are fucking 10, 15, 20, 30 feet tall. What comes to me is, oh, that's me placing the future me in the past, so I'll see it. Say, look, this is how it is, or it's going to be. So that's where the question comes from, is about being, quote, giant. But I'm not putting a cap at 7 feet. I was just getting to that point.
7 feet too tall.
How do you know when you get to a certain point and everybody else around you is 20 foot tall, you're going to say, well, 7 feet ain't fucking near enough. What then, Madeline?
Well, that isn't my problem. The multiple U's, are they all on their own rate of ascension, separate?
As you see it from a little man's perspective, yes. But what you're going to find is they all hit the finish line simultaneously. But you won't know the difference, you see. It would be like saying, which cells do I have in my body that are perfectly ascended? they all arrive simultaneously, but some may be peaking faster than others. But once you get ascension, they'll all hit together, basically. So all of yous, you'll all catch out on the same ship.
What is the connection between them? Do we all have the same non-physical?
Well, your non-physical doesn't have anything to do with your ascension.
That's a good one. Hey, Bert, that's a first new one, new dogma from Ion. I don't want to hear anybody bring up the goddamn non-physical ever again. It's been a fucking red herring for 5 years.
Could it be said in any longer or just period?
Or any shorter. Now, hang on, slow up a second. That would be like comparing. Does my fingers care which color fingernail polish I put on them? And the answer is the fingernail polish has nothing to do with it. The color or pigmentation is within the polish, not the nail. Now, the nails are attached to your body, and you can prescribe colors to your nails. That sets your bias. Now, compare non-physical to the nail or to the polish, they bond and they become an integral part of the whole process. But you still have fingernails whether you use non-physical to paint them or not.
I think I'm following you there, but I want to point out that Ion stated, was it 2 weeks ago, that there will be no bonding between Ion?
Right. You don't need to bond to non-physical. When you become a god, you become the driver. That's the same way angel nookie. You're not necessarily interested in having coitus with the angels because as ascended beings, you're better off without them. You see? Won't be required.
Hey, Sarah, can you get Kiggy off of the chat line? He's just typing, and he distracts from the other people who are trying to have some stupid distracting conversation, and he's just fucking dominating.
I don't know. Can I, Bob? You tell me.
Yeah, well, get you go over and slap his fucking hand.
You keep saying stuff like that, and you know that.
Crazy.
Bob,
you distract him.
Be like,
you distract him.
I hold thee not, and yet I see thee still. Crazy. Art thou not a fatal vision, the deep sense for the feeling heart of sight? Or art thou but a dagger of the mind, all creation from the evil present brain?
Crazy.
Are you all right?
I didn't want to interrupt.
Ion, do ascended people engage in coitus?
Hell yeah. They even know what to do, too.
What's that mean?
What happens is the body has receptors that respond just to the breeding process, being feral or not to start with. Well, when you come into your place of power, all of a sudden all those senses are heightened. All the neuropathic lines are pure. So erogenous touching from a single hair on the side of an arm can absolutely send you over the edge. I'm talking gone. Did you hear what we said? Something
gone.
So light and simple will get you. Okay. Now when you go take that into further application of engaging, then what happens is the splendiferous, saying lost in the engagement of pleasuring, then what happens? You move to another level. The orgasms become over the top and extreme. The spirit of the whole engagement can go on for as long as you like. Now, different people do this different ways, but in the ascended world, a good engagement can go for a couple of days and not even have a bother till you get
tired. Does
that
mean an orgasm for a couple of days?
No, just engaging. You can have multiple. You can recover pretty quickly. But some people, once they orgasm, they're done. They're like, okay, don't be touching me no more. Well, that softens and gets much easier, because then what happens is you're able to recover it. So the fight to hold back your orgasm to continue the excited, adulated pleasure is now removed, because you can have orgasm and continue. Now, girls have been doing this for years. If they know how, they have a love-making partner that can know what to do. But you don't have to be limited to a single orgasm and then done. But even in the female side, sometimes you're spent. If you do it right, you can be spent. Now, in an ascended world, what happens is it becomes much more prolific, much more bright, I guess is the way to say it. We're trying to use the words that work better, because it won't be like ugly, meaning that it's more
neon darkness.
Right, it wouldn't be like that. It would be more from a delight rather than a
desire, need.
We're not talking about the physicality. You think, well, if you're a god, you're a he-man, it'll be more rough. But at the same time, that's what they get into. Okay, that's not a problem. But that won't be as necessary from a role-playing scenario. It'll be much easier just being together. Okay?
And that contract.
We'd say refined for sure. Hitting the spot every single time is pretty euphoric. Not working up to the place where you hit the spot. You're always on the spot. Bam.
But now we know why we're supposed to become ascended.
Well, I also, did I not hear before that the ascended state, it was genderless?
No, we were just concerned with Brian, if he self-pleasured himself always, that he wouldn't like boys or girls, he'd become an autosexual, that's all.
But I thought in the ascended state, there's no longer going to be male-female.
No, you are already both male and female now.
I mean separate male-female, it's...
You're not separate now. Even bulls have tits, darling.
Oh, but so there'll still be, like, a male entity and a female entity.
The male has female and the female has male.
But are the forms indifferent, Ion, is what you're getting at?
Yep.
No, they're more in more height. Otherwise, Brian's pissing in the wind.
No. So you send people take advantage of the forms being different.
Correct.
Do they mix up their own forms?
You can. You certainly can.
Be male or female? Is that what you mean?
No, it's not
that. It's that you can find pleasure in, like Brian in a dish rag.
That didn't fucking answer your question. What are you asking, Madeline? Are you asking each individual person you can change, you know, okay, this week I'm going to have a penis, and next week I'm going to have a vagina. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you can do that.
We're saying on a different note that, yes, that is possible, but it won't be as probable. What ends up happening is different experiences that you have would accentuate different parts of your body. That you could actually have kneecap orgasms by focusing on a kneecap.
So it wouldn't be focused on genitals. It'd be all over your body, and it wouldn't matter what form you were.
That's right. Finding a single hair on the back of your neck, and you nut over every time it was stroked. That'd be pretty something, wouldn't it?
Question, Ion. There was some references to the bones being regenerated. Related to something in the Bible, and I can't recall exactly where or when. Where in the Bible?
Ezekiel 37.
Right. Do those bones represent the double helix strands and that are being resurrected?
Yes. Well, they're not necessarily resurrected. You got to go to what it says. You got to go to the dry bones.
Are the bones double helix strands, Ion?
No.
What are these bones?
They are DNA receptacles.
Oh, so it is part of the DNA structure?
Yeah. Now, wait. Don't tail this up. Slow down.
Cells. Yeah.
Brian, go back. Yeah. Tell what the guts was.
The what?
The guts of it.
The guts of Ezekiel?
Yeah.
They're using the breath to animate these bones, or the way it's phrased, you're animating these bones, and then you're going to put flesh on the bones, and then you're going to give the bones blood. Basically, you're going to give them full form, and then you're going to breathe life into those bones.
So it's the RNA.
You're asking the wrong question, Brian.
Well, I had a question similar to hers, other than it wasn't DNA. I was going to ask, are these bones that you're going to resurrect, do they represent cells in your body that you're going to resurrect? Instead of sloughing off cells.
No.
What are bones, Susanna?
They're the foundation of the body. They form your structure.
So bones mean bones as we know bones.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the fact that they have the bone marrow where the cell, the red blood cells,
well,
and white blood
cells? They do, where they are created, yes. But then you can lament over all of Egypt in Ezekiel 30 and get a little more detail in there, too.
The bones are bones. They're not symbols of something.
They are not symbols, that's right.
That's not a metaphor?
No, not a metaphor.
Does it have anything to do with the angels? Years ago, I did a sermon on the dry bones, and it was my favorite quote from the Bible, "Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live." And the winds remind me of the angels holding back and then letting the winds loose.
Is that Renee talking?
Randy.
No, you got to do that. Why don't you go on and get the temple restored, 40 through 48:25.
Of Ezekiel.
I know, but what book?
Ezekiel.
This is Amy. I've been looking for you, Ion.
Well, you found it.
Uh-oh.
I have one question.
We have a million answers.
I want to know if Lowell is my future soulmate.
Soulmate. You want to fuck your stenographer?
I don't know. We have a great business relationship, but there seems to be something else, and I can't tell. So I thought, I need Ion on this.
Does this person make your heart sing?
He did, and then Bruce came back and he kind of messed it up.
No. It's not about messing up, honey. Sleep with all of them. We're not troubling about that. We ain't tripping. We want you happy. Forget them. It ain't about them. It ain't about them. You can live your entire life trying to satisfy and please your soulmate or whatever the hell all that gobbledygook mess is. But at the end of the day, you've got to get happy with you. And when you get happy with you, you can sleep with anybody and be delighted. We can sleep with all of them and tell them, I'm going to sleep with all of them. I like you real good. Let's see how this works out. Behave right. Moving on. Then what happens is you become so delicious and delightful, they'll even share you. Nothing wrong with that. Tear it up if that's what you want. But that's not what we're talking about here. Don't get hung up on this soulmate bullshit. Because then what ends up happening is you become the soulmate and then they end up dying or leaving you or being gone or find a double soulish mate or a soulless mate or they become the dark soul or you bump into Bob and then just ruins everything. It's not about that. It's about the physicality. All you want to be is secure. If you get a human creator around you that makes you secure, you're going to be happy with it. You can have orgasms in the bathtub without anybody, so don't get all tear and tangled up with all that. Get it right to a point that you want to have somebody you want to engage.
I'm pretty happy by myself. I've just been alone for a long time.
Enjoy. But don't get hung up on all this crap, because just as you get the perfect one, they change. He was my soulmate, and his TT fell off, and I don't like him no more. But he was my soulmate. That's like good Lord suffering kid. Get happy. Do an interview. Buck strap naked. They can pass that, then you can talk to them.
I've been looking for a new spirit guide, sort of, and Ion, I'm so glad you're back.
is, well, good, because we don't guide the spirit. We say, fuck your spirit. Spirit got you messed up in the first place, tore you right out of the frame, got you so messed up, crossed up, hicked up, backed up, loved up, rubbed up, loved up, that you don't know what getting is up. You got so backwards up, so forward up, you can't even get out of where you was. You got to have a damn guide to get you out of your mess that you drug yourself into from the beginning of your time. Get happy in this world or get out. That's the fun way to say.
Bert.
Ion.
Yes, Bert.
I'm going to bring up the lampstands again. I've been toiling over the lampstands.
Good. We think that's wonderful.
Are the neuropathic lines connected to the fourth and fifth ring of the
star? They are. Yes, they are.
Ha!
Could you?
Yes.
You gave an answer last week that I probably have to listen to it 100 times, but since you're here, you referenced the 7 layers to the blossom of the flower of the stamen, which would come from chromosome 14. Can you go further into that?
Yes, I can.
Will you do it now?
Not a chance. You must form your answer in the form of a question. Because, see, we can fly you to death, but it will just drown you. And we already answered more questions. If you go back and you re-listen to this in the future, you're going to go back and you're going to go, wait a second, I already answered my question that you're fixing to ask, and it's in the back part of this tape. You're going to go, what? How the fuck did this happen like this? But it's already that way, you see. But we don't mind. But we got to sink. We got to slow it down long enough so you can catch up. Because if you don't catch up, all this wonderment is wasted on Bob. Because Bob gets it every single time. It's scary, but he gets it.
I asked a question that was very brief last week regarding the Key of David. The Key of David is mentioned in chapter 3 of Revelation that it's the King David had the heart of God. And that was connected to understanding the difference between power and authority. And you mentioned that it was the applicate, I can apply it. But isn't that the total tone of us coming back into power is being able to understand that? And if so, then should not that be the overlying application of what we're trying to do now?
No, not just exactly, because you're too clever. See, you're trying to run it into a positional place. Because if you're just trying to figure out what the Sardis had to say about the whole conversation, then you need to go to Sardis, not just hand pick it. And what you going to do with the 7 spirits of God?
7 spirits of God, from what I'm learning, relate to the 7 levels of heaven.
No, then what you going to do with the 7 stars?
Doesn't the Key of David relate to lining up the 7 stars, the 7 levels of heaven, and the 7 lampstands?
The key is more of a playfair cipher. The key is more the unlocking of chromosome 14. The key is bringing you back to your cross that you wear around your neck. Your key is the expression of Jesus, who was perfect, who separated and had the ascension. Just put without the ascension, you all is fucked. That's a nice way to say it, too, by the way. Without the ascension, it's over. Okay. Now, you want to go through Revelation. That's not a problem. We do that all the time. It's not a problem. But your question is valid, and your question is right. But re-ask what you're trying to get to. This is where you participate.
Okay, I'll say something while you gather your head. Ion, Minimax says, it is sufficiently Nietzschean.
Okay, try to hold
it. Let me get the. It is sufficiently Nietzschean to scrub the ugly Christian Science aftertaste of the slogan "Every death is a suicide." It has an ugly Christian Science aftertaste. What do you make of that statement?
Isaiah 44:9.
Great Gazoo in Waikiki Beach asked a long time ago, "What would you invest in, Ion?"
Rough Rice.
What?
Rough Rice.
Rough Rice.
Ion, is there anything specific about the Valley of the Dry Bones that would help us to come back into our place of power?
Yes, the part that you can reanimate dry bones is the part that you can use in your meat sack body.
You mean the breath?
Dude.
Earlier when Trina was on, and she was talking about her boat trip, and you was talking about grounding and being over the water and all the hydrogen, and you specifically said your quote was breathing ether. Now, this ether...
Not breathing ether, breathing in the ethers. The ethers flow more easily in that body of water. Without the grounding, the ethers and connections to other worlds, basically the portals are more fluid.
And isn't it the ethers that are being utilized in the breath to animate those bones?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ion, Minimax has a correction. He meant to say, get happy or get out is more Nietzschean than saying every death is a suicide.
Well, yeah, but every death is a suicide just because you choose to come and you choose to go. So then you have to say every birth is a mistake if every death is a suicide.
Yeah, there is no birth.
If that's true, you make a mistake when you come forth if you choose to then leave, to get out. You're still eternal whether you choose that process or not.
Yeah.
So to turn around and say, get happy or get out, that's the position. A lot of people are so heavenly bound, they're no earthly good.
Well, what does Brian mean or Minimax mean by Nietzschean?
Nietzsche, the prophet that brings everything back into Potiphar's house of Buddha's pleasure.
Minimax says, every birth is a mistake. Good comeback. You got a little compliment from Minimax.
We think wonderful. Good.
Ion.
Hey.
Steve, good to talk to you, my friend.
Yes, indeed. Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. Are you well?
Well, I'm having a rough day today. That's what I had a question on.
Okay.
What did I do to get in this condition and on bad days? Am I redoing it or what the hell's going on?
You're focusing on your power. And sometimes you have to prove your power. And sometimes you're like, how can I feel this bad and still be in my meat sack body? And we say, well, you must be a pretty powerful creator. And in that place of power, you got to move through it. Now, you're able to speak, you're able to create. If you're able to speak, then you're able to create. So the essence of everything that you're engaging right now is something you spoke. If you like the way things are now, we'd say don't change anything. If you're not exactly tickled with how things are today, we'd say change your vernacular, change your speech. And in the essence of that creation, if you want wellness, only speak of wellness. If you want money, only speak of money. If you want orgasm, talk to Brian.
Well, I've been only speaking positive and...
That's just not true. Sometimes you're positive, you're fucked. Yeah, positive doesn't help you. Positive and negative just extends the distance between the poles. There is no positive and negative. There's only extension of the distance between the two poles. The polar attraction. You know, two magnets, when you say opposites attract, or when you have magnets and they click together, they're not attracting. They're just trying to make the two poles further away. That's why they have a magnetic resonance that connects them together, the north and south, to make the distance between the ends of that axis further apart. That's the part. So it's a repulsion. Okay, so your words, I'm feeling bad, I'm having a bad day, I'm alive, I don't know why, this, that, this, that, this, that. You're just living out the process that you're creating. And so shift that just a little bit and don't focus on the part that hurts. Focus only on the part that feels better. You have money, you don't want it. Okay, I mean, if you have money, you don't want money, you have money. I don't want money, I got it. You want relations? Okay. You got relations. You don't want relations. You got them.
Only say nouns, Steve, the nouns you want.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example of the...
Pussy.
Apples.
We like pussy bad. That's a good place. Then what happens, then you start coming into something, then your mind will take you there. Then the next thing you know, you're not focused on the part that's painful. You're thinking about something else. See, there is no good or bad, so that's how they say only the good die young. It's because they bored themselves to death.
What was the noun you said to Steve? I didn't get that.
Pussy. It ain't just ice cream. Ice cream's good, too. It's not good as pussy, but it's good.
How would you know, Ion?
We know all. We watch Brian. He learned so much from Brian. That boy can do things you never even thought of before.
Ion, don't be telling my secrets.
And so tenacious with the whole thing. It is just astounding. What have you been doing, Brian? He said, I just did everything a rabbit could do to a stump.
So, yeah, and you have no content. You're just speaking what humans say.
Well, what they feel is more better. What they feel. See, the feel.
You get that? Ion is channeling humans.
Humans.
What humans say.
Humans. So funny.
So when I get up out of a chair and my body goes into a convulsion and shakes and freaks out,
yeah.
Don't think about it. Think of something else.
Take LSD. And then when your body does that, you think you'll just be tripping. You won't really be doing it. See, the labyrinth of your mind can say, hey, I was just shrooming. I wasn't having a convulsion. It was not real. It was but, as you say, a dream.
And you don't think it, Steve. You say it. You just start, when you have your convulsions, start going, pussy, more pussy.
It's more funny when Bob says it, isn't it?
I have a talent for
that. It's just this, come on, think about this. You're wowing in this mess of a mess. Do the thing you can do. And every time you get out of chair, you fall out with a convulsion. After a little while, you're not going to get out of the chair. You're not going to do it. You're just going to stand in there. You know, you're not going to get out of bed. Then the next it'll get to another point. Wow. It just won't function. you must somehow, Steve, you must somehow find some point of levity, something that is pleasurable, and focus on that only, and then push through the convulsions and the frivolities that you're describing.
You got that, homie?
Oh, we don't play that. That's right. You must release. We weren't saying anything but the laughing. The laughing is what you were to hear. The joy is what's missing in your life. The joy is what causes the convulsions. Find something funny. Watch something funny. Do something fun.
Get you some squidbillies.
Get you some squidbillies. That's right. You and early Colin could tear it up. Wow.
You get that, Cindy? You now know what to do, right, Cindy?
Yeah, I just wanted more clarity on the nouns.
Just good. Say them.
Nouns, we are literal, so is creation. We are literal, so is creation. No one died of cancer till a human named it.
I heard you say that before. So if you say bliss, joy, ecstasy, do those count as nouns?
Mm-hmm. And Ruthie's and Molly's and... yellow jackets. Yeah, say those too.
Is happy a noun?
Is happy a noun?
Yeah.
No, happy is not a noun. It can be. Right. If you name something happy, it would be a noun, proper noun, but happy would not be.
Cindy, in your case, you'd say dick. I want dick.
Dick. No.
Unless she enjoys the company of otherwise, so it's
I was gonna say.
This is a Larry Flint version of Edgar Casey.
Furry. Yeah, who's afraid of furry land?